good. Man, that's epic. Even though the movie hasn't aged extremely well, just in terms of the set design and the looks, I mean, Albert, what was his name? The director of that, not such a great director. But you had all that Prince music and you got to watch Prince. And that's truly what made him a superstar. The Beautiful Ones from Purple Rain. Alicia Keys before that with a song that Prince wrote that he put on a B-side. Nothing to it. How come you don't call me anymore? And then we started off with Moonbeam Levels. Terrific song cut back in 1982, and it never saw the light of day. No, not technically anyway. You got it on KUTX 98.9. We are celebrating his royal badness, his purple majesty. And man, this is a tough one to take. You know, I feel like we just buried Bowie a few months ago. I mean, they were both giants, geniuses. But I'll talk more about that later. And coming up in just a second, a very early version of Kiss, and then the band's version that he gave it to, and then it's going to go back to Prince. Oh, you're going to love it.
Support comes from The Vortex, presenting The Tempest, an aerial tale, a magical journey through Prospero's Island where spirits soar and nothing is quite as it seems. April 29 through May 14, vortexrep.org.
Support comes from Uncle Billy's Brewery on Barton Springs with Dew 512, presenting KUTX Live with Nina Diaz this Sunday at 4, DJ Mixer Rogers at 2, produced by Live Vibe. Details at cohoevents.com/livevibe.
I should tell anybody that's trying to make a request, maybe the best way is to go through Twitter, or, you know, if you must call, you must call. Can't guarantee that anything's going to make it, but I will try. And we have just about everything in his entire catalog, which is saying something, because the dude had like 100 albums.
Support comes from CG&S Design Build, a family business transforming Austin homes with custom renovations for over 60 years. Services, sample projects, and more at cgsdb.com. Feel right at home.
All right. I also want to tell you that there are some cynics out there like, well, I'm going to be very surprised if I hear, it's unlikely that I'm going to hear something brand new. Unless you're in Grupo Fantasma, or you've been to Prince's Vault, there is something you've never heard that you're going to hear in this hour. And it's awesome. It really is. But more on that later. Right now, we're going to go back to the mid-80s. Prince had roughly like a verse or two of what song that would become one of his most famous songs ever. And he cut a demo of it for a band called Maserati. He just came in one day to the studio, played the song, gave it to them and said, hey, take it, work on it. This one's yours. Now, Maserati was a band with his bass player, Brown Mark, or also known as Mark Brown. Anyway, we're going to hear Prince's version and then we're going to hear their version. And you are going to really love this. Okay, so that's basically all Prince gives them. He says, all right, it's yours. Well, this is what Maserati does with it.
You got to not talk dirty, babe, if you want to impress me. You can't be too flirty. I know how to undress.
So funny story. Prince goes back to the studio. Here's that. What they did to it. He says, fellas, I got to take this song back.
You don't have to be beautiful to tell me all.
Yeah. Baby. Don't hate me cause I'm beautiful.
Hey now, what's up? Oh, you know how to come over here staring at a brother so hard. Say you what?
If you wanna be my baby, got to tell me so. Overconfident lady, better act like you know. If you wanna be my baby, come on, take my hand. Tell me that you wanna get with pretty maid. See me up here dancing, dancing on the floor. Got you thinking about doing just a little more. Way I wear my knickers around this booty tight. Make a sister wanna call me up every night. Yeah. If you wanna be my baby, got to tell me so. Overconfident lady, better act like you know. If you wanna be my baby, come on, take my hand. Tell me that you wanna get with pretty maid. Everywhere I go, people stop and stare. They just wanna see me swing this pretty hair.
Man answers the phone call in the middle of the song. Who else but Prince, ladies and gentlemen? Featuring Maceo on sax. Maceo joined up with Prince for many years. Played off and on, really, even up until his most recent albums. Pretty Man, from Rave Unto the Joy Fantastic. That was a hidden track. Yeah, I don't even think you can get that on iTunes. You got to buy the album if you want to get it. Or maybe somebody posted it online. But you know how that used to be? He took down everything online because he didn't think that was right. But now, who knows? Maybe YouTube is filling up with videos. It's entirely possible. Anyway, Pretty Man. And then prior to that, we heard the extended versions of Kiss and Another Lover, Hole in Your Head. It's going to be a great night, man. And again, coming up in just a little bit, a song you've never heard. I don't care what kind of Prince fan you are, unless you were in Grupo Fantasma or you've been to the vaults at Paisley Park. You ain't heard this yet, and you're going to love it. Also, another unreleased track coming up in just a sec.
Support comes from the Harry Ransom Center and its exhibition, Look Inside, New Photography Acquisitions, with nearly 200 photographs by such artists as Alex Soth, Lee Friedlander, LaToya Ruby Frazier, and more.
Coming up with our next Views and Brews at the Cactus Cafe this Tuesday at 6, it's Understanding the Middle East Through Media. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Join me in conversation with Egyptian-based photojournalist Tom Hartwell and Dr. Paula Newberg from the UT Department of Government as we talk about the process of covering conflict in the Middle East. How do news stories highlight particular narratives, and at what cost? And what can we in the U.S. do to better understand what's going on in the Middle East? Views and Brews is free and open to the public and supported by Jean-Marc Frey, French Antiques. We hope to see you this Tuesday at 6 at the Cactus. Find more details at cactuscafe.org.
Support comes from the Whitewater Amphitheater in New Braunfels, on the river and under the stars, welcoming Neil Young and Lucinda Williams on April 26th. Details and tickets at whitewaterrocks.com.
Rig Daddy with you on our Purple Power presentation as we celebrate and eulogize Prince. One of the greatest of all time. The dude, he was asked once, like, you know, hey, man, are you ever going to retire? And he said, no, emphatically, I want to write and record a song every day. And I think he did. He was so prolific. Sometimes he cut 3 or 4 classics in one session. And he'd be playing all the instruments. And somebody did a documentary on his vault. There is this fabled vault at Paisley Park in Minneapolis, and the quote was, and this is for real, if Prince was to leave the world today, which he did yesterday, he has enough unreleased music to put out an album every year for the next 100 years. I believe it, man. I absolutely believe it. I'm going to play you a track that is in the vault, and he gave it to Jill Jones. She was on Paisley Park for one album, but he cut this in 1982. Baby, you're a trip.
Like a drug, and I can't get enough. You'd be great in motion pictures, 'cause baby, you really got me blind. You're the only one I wanna see. You're the only one that does it to me every time. Baby, you're an ocean that's too wide to cross. Baby, you're a cross that's too deep. Starstruck little fool, but baby, you could be flat broke. I'd still be crazy for you. And I know that I'm in love, so I changed my whole life just to make you smile. And I still can't have you when I want, but when I do, it's only for a little while. Yeah.
don't care.
Like you said, you're a city.
your mother.
Yes, it's the most beautiful girl in the world, the Stax O'Wax version, which came out on one of his many 12-inch singles or EPs in the CD age. You know, he remixed like 7 completely different versions of those songs. And they would sound different, and yet that hook was always there. Baby, You're a Trip, right before that, song you gave to Jill Jones, again, unreleased. And coming up in just a minute, a song that has never been played in public before, that Prince wrote and he even sings on. It's KUTX 98.9, Left of the Dial, as we love and cherish his royal badness. Oh, sorry to interrupt, everybody. This is Rick Daddy. I am speaking to you from the future, and I need to tell you we're going to remove the next 2 songs that were broadcast just because I don't want to end up in Prince prison. The food is delicious, the piped-in music is impeccable, but if we didn't remove these next 2 songs, you would never hear from me again. So let's fast forward a few minutes later into the program. This is 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD2 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org, community-supported public radio from UT Austin. My name is Rick McNulty, also known as Rig Daddy. Well, it's dark, and I'm playing Prince. And I'm really keeping it together. I'm glad, man, because I had a really rough time the last 24 hours. You know, I think, this is great, this is beautiful. And then I'd hear a song, start working on like tonight's show. And it's just like, oh no, I'm never going to be able to do this. So, stiff upper lip. It's for Prince, man. We're going to try to keep this going just fine. All right. You know, Prince has written many songs for other artists that became hits, including Manic Monday. Well, he originally wrote that for Apollonia. Remember her? She was the female lead in Purple Rain. And then at some point, I think Prince met Susanna Hoffs and he decided, Apollonia, no, I'm going to give this song to the Bangles. And a love affair was born. Or so I've heard. Anyway, here is the version with Prince and Apollonia singing together on the demo for Manic Monday. Thank you. So sorry, Apollonia. That one's going to Susanna. Oh, Prince. You naughty boy. Here's another song he wrote for Vanity 6, and they cut it, and it corrupted Mrs. Daddy when she was like 13 years old. Nasty girl. This one goes out to you, baby.
Thank you. wake me when you're done. I guess you'll be the only one having fun.